All right. Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to our little Insta webinar on a plugin that I actually didn't think I would chase after. I met a gentleman out of Japan actually a while ago, and he's been working on backup stuff with WordPress and other solutions, and he and I have been kind of sharing code back and forth. And then I liked one of the things that he did that is unique to, I think it's unique to any type of WordPress backup thing. And then I wrapped up a few other things, ripped out a whole bunch of stuff that he had because I thought it was overkill or didn't need to be done. So some of the code is mine. Some of the code is shared. Other code we've pulled together from other solutions. So let me walk you through the beta version, and then I will give you guys a copy of the beta version. I've got the update code in there so that as I begin to push out other things, let me start off by saying this. Currently, it fully backs up any website and it restores any website. There are a few issues when we start migrating, but you will be able to migrate and other stuff. So let's start with this. You're looking at Backup Studio Backup Plugin. With this plugin, manual and scheduled, it's going to go ahead and really offer you just two or three options. Basically the entire website, just the files, or just the database. I'm going to actually shrink this slightly. I want to be able to see the chat room a little bit better. Brent, when I say back up and do an update, restore is fine to the same site. Right now, it's having a few issues of restoring to another domain name. Like if I were to, essentially migration. Migration has a few tweaks that have to be done. Right now, you don't see migration here. And so that you don't really have to worry about it. But if you, I'll show you about the upload and download in just a moment. So let's first start off with just a very simple item. When you back up, it's just a simple one click. Oh, wait. Because I haven't set the remote storages yet. So save backup to local. Backup everything. What it's going to do is just go ahead and run the thing. And when it runs the backup, it's just going to drop it like any other backup plugin out there. There is two differences. One, because every server is going to be different, the log files are vitally important. So now log files are attached to the backup. By clicking this, I actually can see every step of the way. It's going to be super simple to diagnose what is going on with something. And if for whatever reason, the log file, let's say you downloaded it and you lost it, there's separate log files of everything that happens. So when there's a scheduled thing, a log file will go here. You'll be able to track all this. Okay. There's a number of plugins that will deal with this, but you can lock it so that if you set X number of backups to exist on a location, this one will never be deleted, or it won't be auto deleted. Or you can have it auto delete. Okay. So again, simple backups. I can also quick backup the database. You're going to simply see, we've got a simple little backup. Right now, there's one or two tweaks. You'll notice how you can't tell the difference other than this is the newer one. So there are a few tweaks. Now I can go into the log file and see that this is just basically a database dump because I can see this and it's only dealing with the database. But that will be fixed in another item. Brent, it does not count if the restrict 10, for instance. I'm not sure what you mean by that. Oh, I understand you. Yes. Basically, if you lock it, and let's say you have five, you will allow for five backups to be stored in a location. If you lock this one, that means you only have four variables because this counts as one of the backups. And yes, Marianne, that's a adding a note to that is a really good idea. All right, so let's talk about a few items that, since this is the database, to restore the database, let's make a quick change, something that would only be a database thing. So we're going to add a new page just so you can see. We're going to, I have Guten poop. Ugh. So we have another page here. I can look at the pages. So now remember, this Guten poop is only in the database. So if I go back to Backup Studio and restore the database prior to me making that page, you're going to see, guess what? We see, and fingers crossed, you do not leave this page until it says restore completed. And so I hit OK. Great, restore is completed. Let's go back and check the pages. And perfect, database was restored. Everything was exactly how it was before we started modifying things after that backup. So that's as simple as it is for restoring. Now, notice how, and again, this webinar, I'm going to kind of explain some of the rationale behind things. So we're not totally talking code, but we're talking why we're doing certain things. Because we have a database files, all files, only database. Right now, Backup Studio does not have the ability to have a zip file and an install file like Backup Buddy and a few other backup plugins where you can just restore the site following the install file. What you have to do is, if I downloaded this one, and I'll explain what these parts are in just a moment. This is why this backup plugin should work on almost every single server. I'm going to download our little backup. Ha. Why in the world am I... Now I need to figure out, I have a dangerous download. That... Chrome just blocked my download. I wonder if I have... Oh, I see what it is. All right, I'll deal with that in... I'll push out another update. I think I have a HTTPS and an HTTP mixed content JavaScript. And that's why any download from a mixed content site, Chrome flags as dangerous and doesn't allow you to save it. So that will get fixed in the next release. Okay, so basically what happens if you download the file, any website, any WordPress site that has Backup Studio here, I can upload it. Once I upload it, let me see if I have a file. Bear with me one second. I know I've got a bunch of backup files that I was playing with earlier. Okay, so I have a backup here from another site. I can upload it. It's going to go through and process the upload. And it's here. You'll actually see it's an uploaded backup. You can see the type. It's an upload. And I'm not going to hit restore because that's part of that migration process. Actually, if I show you this, don't, we're not going to do this yet. This will break your site because it doesn't change. It actually changes all the domain stuff. And there, now you will lose access to that site. Basically, it's going to constantly revert back. So the migration isn't done yet. So if you're playing around with it, make sure you are only uploading the backup from that site, from the actual site. Restore to the original web host and domain. You will have the ability to migrate in the future, but right now it's broken. Now, the reason why I'm doing this, I know a number of you, and I also have been using Updraft Plus for a long time. Updraft Plus, depending on the type of backup, puts everything in like 5 or 6 different files, right? Hopefully you've seen that. And then you can upload the theme zip file, the upload zip file, the plugin zip file, the content zip file, the database zip file. What does this button do? Oh, I see. Yes. Okay. So with Updraft Plus giving you 5 or 6 zip files to manage, Backup Studio also splits things under the surface into multiple zip files. So basically, if you were to look at these zip files, there's going to be multiple zip files inside the zip file. It's also how we're able to keep backups small. Now, the other thing that's going on with this, the multiple zip files, is I think the major difference of Backup Studio and all the other backup plugins. And it's in this one. This thing here. Now, lots of plugins, backup plugins, use this concept, yet they don't actually use this idea. You hear things about chunking and, you know, whatever, you know, chunking the backup. Backup Buddy uses that concept. Updraft Plus will allow you to split them into mini zip files, but then you have like 48 different zip files. Well, you should do that only if you need to. So watch what happens when I make a 3 megabyte. I said, don't do anything larger than 3 megabytes. Now, one of the major failures on shared hosting is the backup download and creation of the zip file. If you didn't know that, that's where most of the shared hosting fail. It's not on the actual process of the backup. It is a zipping up size file and downloading size file. So if I set this to be really small, like let's say I'm on a GoDaddy server and I need to get stuff out. And now if you're website is already like 2 gigabytes. This is going to create a ginormous amount of zip files. And I'm using this as just an example. So I'm going to save the changes. So now the next zip file, the backup I make, it's making the backup. And I hope it's larger than, so it's this latest one we got. In the download, look what it's now done. It has given me everything split into as close to 3 megabytes as possible. So now that means I just need to download each one of them, each part, put them in my own little folder on my desktop or my laptop, download them, and then you can upload them to another server once the migration is done. This will allow you to move a site from any server. Marian, no, it will not divide a larger file than your max size. Basically, if you have a 40 megabyte file, that's going to be one part. And we can look at, if there are major issues in migrating, we can look at it. Now, one of the things with the migration system that is not here, but will be here soon, is that we will be able to connect up to servers, basically using like a key code, the same way Updraft Plus allows you to generate a code, and then you can link two sites together. And then I can push all of those mini zip files over with just one button click. So Brent, that's kind of like the ability to move all of the files with one click. But this means now we'd be able to, and again, with all sorts of testing, I did test a site from a GoDaddy server with a, like over a 1 gigabyte database file alone. Had no problem moving off of GoDaddy. I couldn't restore it yet. The restoration part was needing to be tweaked because it kept reverting back to the old site. But I would be able to back it up and restore it to the same place, as well as any. So far, it's the only, I've tried a bunch of different solutions with on these weird servers. And this is all coming about. I had been hired, or some coaching stuff, and we just couldn't get the site to move off of a really crappy host. And so I started tweaking with different backup plugins, and then just started working on this and talking to my friend. And this has kind of evolved from that. The goal being taking over a client site who's on a crappy site, and they need to move it to a better server. Marianne, databases are always chunked and can easily be chunked because basically a database is a single file that is dumped. So you can easily split that file. A database dump is just text. Because basically a database restore is reading the instructions on how to create the database and how to insert content into the database. All right. Now, remote storage is, the whole goal is to have everything that we need. It's built modular so that once I learn how to create the hook for Dropbox, Amazon S3, Backblaze, whatever we need, we can just continue to add new remote storages. These are completely independent of the backup and the restoration process. It is simply communicating back and forth the storage of the file. So it should be, fingers crossed, fairly easy to add remote storages. Let's talk about the settings. Currently, right now, you don't have the ability to choose which files that you're not going to include, but you can choose size-wise. You have the full flexibility of raising and lowering the PHP script execution time, so this helps for low-volume servers or bad servers. You have the ability to rename the backup folder, just kind of a little bit of a white labeling type thing, so that if anybody's looking at your local host, you're able to deal with that. You can one-click remove all backups, out-of-date stuff. Brent, yeah, I'll do that in just a moment. The other thing that will help with high-quality servers and low-quality servers, you now have the ability to choose to archive without compressing, I probably should use the same words, or archive with compression. Basically, if you want to compress everything, you're going to need a VPS dedicated thing, or just stay on here. You can simple email report, where do you want it to go, if it completes, if it fails. Because there are lots of log files, temporary files, you have the ability to quickly empty everything. Now, there are only a few settings here, but you can export and import those settings to whatever site that you want so that maybe you have an import or an export file that you want to use with every one of your sites that already has certain backups set or backup folder set or these settings up here set or remote storage stuff. So we can also schedule. Now, because this plugin was a bit more built to handle lower end servers, you're not going to have anything less than 12 hours. I don't know if I want to deal with anything less than that because the support load on a plugin that is constantly backing up is enough to get a lot of people kicked off of servers. And then you can choose to save it to remote locations as we've seen. All right, so let's do, again, talked about this. A few of the other things that are coming, our remote storage is the migration stuff. And the ability to connect to sites so that I can kind of push backups, kind of like a mini staging type of situation that can also happen because once the sites are connected, I don't have to log in or have issues with the transfer. So let's do one more thing. I'm going to go ahead and delete all of these. And hopefully they delete. Hey, they did. Make sure. You can always scan the locals to see if there's any other files. It actually looks in that backup studio folder to see if there are any zip files, and then it will populate the ability to restore. So let's go ahead and make another full backup. And now let's go change a few things. Wait. Okay, it's there. Okay, so add new, go ahead and we'll leave. Let's go ahead and add pods. Activate pods. Add a new pod. Muffins. Okay, so the client starts selling muffins, and you're like, no, that's not what you needed to do, so we're going to restore the entire website. So this is a full restore. So it's going to look at the themes and the plugins and everything, and fingers crossed. So it restores the database, restores every other part of the site, and reverts it back to the original. All right, so if I click this, hopefully, there is no pods. Well, it's there, but it's deactivated. And the reason why it's there is it's still in the in the plugin folder, but it has not been activated. And if I do activate this, normally by activating pods, if you had any pod stuff in the database, it would show up. So muffins are not there. And it's all set. Now, I got to figure out, I think there may be an issue with the back. So I shouldn't have had pods here. So I've got to figure out, I may have to go into the logs to figure this out. Okay. So because you guys are all here, and I said I would give you a test version of this plugin that you can play around with. Go ahead and download that plugin. And please remember, it is a beta version. I may push out an update later today that may break everything, but we'll see how it goes. So definitely give me feedback. Let me know about things that are currently in the plugin that, man, I wish this worked or I wish this had here. I'm not yet looking for features that are not built into the plugin yet, because there's just so many other things that have to be done with this plugin. I'm pleased that I can we now have an alternative solution that will back up and restore sites. It is a small backup plugin. Oh, absolutely. You could put it on even live sites. But you may not want to unless if you are going to do it on a live site, make sure you also have a backup just in case. Not with Backup Studio, but maybe have a secondary backup plugin that you know restores. I have a feeling Backup Studio will be able to restore your site. But please be aware that you are messing with beta version software. The end goal for this is to finally have a set it and forget it backup solution that you can set up for your client, and it's just going to run even if they have a shared hosting environment. Something that's not going to time out. Something that's not going to have loop back errors. Something that's not going to rely on advanced cron jobs. So that is Backup Studio. Lots of stuff. It probably will not even look like this when we get to the final version. But it's the first public version that's out there. So because it's in the beta version, it doesn't say anywhere it's in the beta version. I would encourage you not to share this one unless it's people within the community who know how to actually communicate or talk within the community. All right. Have a great rest of the day, everybody. I will see you all in Slack.